One of the things that I found very interesting is that we haven't seen the National Emergency Coordination Group, which is the group of senior ministers and senior department officials that come together in emergencies. And I have to say, you know, we had dozens and dozens of gorse fires across Donegal alone. One in particular in the Urriss area of Inishowen lasted 4 days. And the fire and rescue teams were absolutely exhausted at the end of it. And questions are being asked about, you know, who makes decisions around deployments of helicopters with water that can take the pressure of firemen? Who makes decisions in relation to the deployment of the defence forces? And those questions need to be answered.
Your party colleague this week, Councillor Jack Murray, did contact the relevant bodies, and he seems satisfied that the army helicopter would be on standby if required. Is that not sufficient?
Well, I think the difficulty is that you have councillors having to contact senior council officials in Donegal, and then you have reports of helicopters with water in Galway and other places. And my question that I raised in the Shannon is, and it's to the minister responsible, Simon Coveney, is where are the clear directions? I mean, surely 4 days is too long to ask small teams of fire and rescue personnel, you know, who are on retainers, who are not full-time staff, to be out there absolutely exhausted with very little sleep. There's something wrong there, and I am seeking answers at national level to all of this.